Hang on just a dang second. The ancient rite dating back to the founding of this place is something called mall hockey?
It was founded in the early 2000s. We're not even to the 20-year anniversary. A bunch of parahumans stuffed into one spot without clans or treaties to maintain order will usually turn into a brawl. But we figured out a less destructive method for resolving disagreements. Hence, mall hockey. Think like floor hockey, except the layout and features of the mall offer more obstacles. Plus, we added a special condition to mitigate the differences in different parahumans' baseline physical abilities.
Is that right? I suppose such an event could be enjoyable. You versus me.
The hand clapped me on the back before I'd even noticed Amy moving. Gregor and Bubba receiving similar treatment moments later.
No such luck. It's a team game. I'll take these three. Hopefully you can rummage up a few friends.
I fail to see any point to such an exercise.
Gregor looked over to me, staring for several seconds.
However, I will participate enough to stay within proximity of my charge.
While Gregor was complaining, Crubble turned to his pair of customers.
Abner, can you run to Octavio's and tell him to come pitch in? I'm calling in the favor for helping to clear out his basement.
Abner hopped from his chair, taking off like a shot as he raced through the mall. The urgency seemed a tad misplaced compared to the casual pace PJ took as he stepped away from us. After a short while, he began to speak in short, husky grunts. If not for the phone in PJ's hand, I'd have feared he was choking on something. Sometimes with a new language, there's a bit of similarity to latch onto. But this was nothing more than noise to my brain.
Gear is on the way. Should arrive within half an hour, which gives us time to get the playing field set up. You should use it to figure out your respective game plans. Since these are four-person teams, three will be attacking while one guards. Only the attackers will be mounted. The guards get to move around on their own feet.
Several of us were taken aback by that revelation, though Bubba was bordering on incredulous.
Mounts? Exactly what sort of mounts did you have in mind?
As I said, mall hockey uses specific rules to even out the parahuman playing field. Part of that is taking away the variable speeds we're capable of moving at. Every attacker is mounted to ensure one can't merely zip around to knock the others askew. Obviously, that's not the kind of consistency you can get with the real creature, hence why we embraced technological alternatives.
PJ pointed behind us, back to the scene of the crash. No, that wasn't quite right. PJ was, in fact, gesturing to the half-scrapped remains of the rideable ladybug. It seemed this game of mall hockey would be played from atop mechanical mounts.